the verses that Sheikh Siraj always used to quote to me was the verse from Surat al-Hujurat, which says that we've made you into nations and tribes so that you may know each other, so that you may not despise each other. And he was absolutely passionate about this. His whole reasoning was diversity is a blessing. And if we can acknowledge each other's diversity and if we can embrace this rahmah, then there is a way forward as a Muslim community. And that is one of the most abiding intellectual memories that I will have of the Sheikh, are those of him quoting those lines from Surat al-Hujurat in the Quran.
Also, if we think about the context of his teachings, I think any murid that ever sat, any student, any person who ever attended one of his lectures, there was never an underlying tone of anything besides tolerance, of anything besides, should I say, accepting of different viewpoints and of building towards a common good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been sitting at his feet for, I think, more than 23 years, consistently, and I would agree with that perception. But how he would enrich people was he had the ability to inform you of that was this person's view, that is this person's view. He was able to give a holistic picture of whatever issue he was discussing. And in the tradition of the Zawiya, for example, when he would teach fiqh, the whole approach was this is what we believe as Shafi, but of course Abu Hanifa says this, Imam Humble says this, and Imam Malik says this. So it was a complete package, as it were, the holistic view, understanding Islam in its true classical traditional context, which is not a backward way of being a Muslim.
Dr. Shafiq, also just in reflecting the legacy of Sheikh Siraj, also coming from a very, should I say, very, very, or in a lap in the sense of a very, very profound school of teaching. Not just ending up in a place in Saudi Arabia where great scholars have come from, but also the fact that he came from a long line of ulama that have contributed here in Cape Town tremendously to the establishing the foundational principles of fiqh in a sense, in a way that was in a sense a restorative in a time where there was much ignorance about deen and the usul and the foundations of fiqh in a sense. We talk about the legacy of Sheikh Mahdi, we talk about the legacy of Sheikh Mujahid Hendricks, and also even if we think about the founder who set and laid this foundation of the Azawiya, Sheikh Muhammad Saleh Hendricks, most definitely these influences had inspired him and already set the foundation for his teachings later on in life, even before he set foot overseas to pursue that type of knowledge.
Yes, there's a lot to say here. I mean, I cannot leave any conversation about Sheikh Siraj without talking about his innate spirituality. And, I mean, we were very close friends, and he was close friends to a huge amount of people, so I'm not claiming any privilege. But his spirituality and his sharpness when it came to those particular issues and his love of tasawwuf, his love of Sufism, unapologetically. And he comes from, you're correct, from a very long line tradition. It's it's the old-fashioned tradition of Makkah. Sheikh Muhammad Saleh studied under great sheikhs such as Sheikh Ba' Junaid and many others. From Sheikh Muhammad Saleh, we had Sheikh Ibrahim, my father-in-law, Sheikh Mahdi, Sheikh Ahmad, who passed away in Makkah. Then we have Haji Hassan, Sheikh Siraj's own father, who was a master in his own right. Very few people know or have recognized that Haji Hassan, may Allah be pleased with him as well, that Sheikh Siraj's father, in his own right, was a great man, was an alim. And then we come to the generation of Sheikh Siraj and Sheikh Ahmad. So it's a very rich tradition. It's a tradition of spirituality, of the tasawwuf, of fiqh, and just of the general breadth and width of classical traditional Islam.